In this Cherryleaf podcast, we're going to look at how you can become a technical author, starting your career as a technical author, technical communicator, technical writer. So let's start off first with that, the job titles. And there are different job titles for essentially the same role. In the UK, the most popular title is technical author. In the States, it's technical writer. Essentially, they're the same things. But there are other titles used as well to try and differentiate or distinguish the fact that technical authors do more than write manuals. So companies like IBM use the term information developer. You'll see the word content developer. The professional body for this profession, the ISTC, uses the phrase technical communicator. And that phrase also includes people like technical illustrators, people focusing only on illustrations and the images within content. And you could also see people called UI content developers, user interface content developers. Let's start by asking, regardless of what job title it is, what do you do if you have that type of role? It's not about writing marketing adverts. It's not about writing fiction. What technical authors do is they write instructional content. The information when somebody gets stuck and needs to know the answer, the information that's provided to tell them what to do, that's what technical authors do. Most of the work that they do Monday to Friday, day to day, is writing. About 50% of the time is writing. And the rest of the time is spent on researching, so understanding what the product that you're describing does, revising the content, doing drafts and making changes, sorting out how it will look in the different ways in which it's published, managing your time, reviewing, chasing people up to get information, those type of activities, meetings, admin. It can also include illustrations. It can also include doing screencasts. That's video recordings of walkthroughs of an application. And in some areas, if you're talking about documentation for developers, something that's often called API documentation, it can also include writing some code samples. So that's the exception. That's really an edge case. So it's a job that suits the type of person who likes to puzzle something out, to look at an object, a piece of software, something, and work out what it does and explain that to somebody else. That working out may involve talking to an expert to understand how it works, how you do certain things. And most of the time, it is about the how questions. How do I do this? How do I do that? It can also be, what is this? What's that? What do you mean by this? Definitions. And to another extent, it can be why questions. Why would I want to do this? And documenting that so it can be explained to a new user, a prospective customer. It can also be troubleshooting. Something's gone wrong. How do I fix it? Why has this happened? If you're looking for a job to do that, where should you look? Where are technical communicators used? And I'll talk primarily about the UK sector. And the main areas are involved with companies that develop technical products. So starting off, there's aerospace and military. So you have an aeroplane, you have a tank, it needs to be maintained. You need to inspect it. You need to change things when they go wrong. You need to calibrate things so that they do things accurately. Those type of products are large, expensive, and international. And there are specific standards and rules for how you document in those particular areas. There are standards such as S1000D and ATA100. That's a market sector that we at Cherryleaf don't get involved with. So we don't really have a great deal of experience in terms of recommending a career path into those. Often, from the military perspective, in documenting those, it's people that have been in the military for a number of years, have taken retirement, and are looking to apply the skills that they learnt within the military and looking for another job to supplement their pension. And I understand a number of people that are involved with technical writing in that area have that type of background. Where we get mainly involved is within software and medical equipment. And essentially medical equipment these days, you have a machine and it's connected to a computer. So it's managed generally by a piece of software so that you can set a medical piece of equipment up to do an experiment or to give you some results. And the software is the way in which you set up the machine. You see what's happened from the machine and you can look and analyze and try and understand what the results, the readings are. A lot of technical authors, particularly in the UK, are involved in documenting software. So it can be accountancy software, it can be HR software, business-to-business applications, it can be business-to-consumer applications as well. You do also have people like Arm that are doing documentation on how to create microprocessor chips, but essentially it's around technology, around software. And the fourth area is hardware, principally consumer goods. So washing machines, ovens, items like Lego, items like IKEA. Again, that's not an area that we particularly get involved with. That tends to have a great emphasis on imagery. And from a legal perspective, you would be expected to have, if you are a manufacturer of a washing machine, you would be expected to provide that documentation in the language of the consumer. Now, translation is usually done by translators, people who are native English speakers or native French speakers, native German speakers. But you may need to write your content in a way that makes it easy to be translated or minimises the amount of translation that's needed. You might also, in your role as a technical author, be expected to manage the process of the content being localised as well. So having an understanding or some experience of foreign languages can help in that area. Within the software sector, localisation is less of an issue in that in this country, our first language is English. If we were in Germany, then we would probably want to write our software and our documentation, our help in German. And if we wanted to export our product to another country, we would have to translate it into English as well. So on mainland Europe, localization is typically part and parcel of the documentation process. In this country, it's slightly different. We tend to often just write in English. So how do you get a job in technical writing? In the States, and to an extent in mainland Europe, there's a sort of a clear path for becoming a technical communicator. There are degrees in technical writing, in technical communication. If you do an engineering degree, often one of the mandatory modules that an engineer would be expected to do would be a module on technical writing. Traditionally, in the 1980s, the way in which technical authors started their careers in the UK was that they would go and work for a large company like IBM or ICL and Digital. And Digital and ICL and IBM would have a undergraduate program. They would go around the universities, recruit so many people, undergraduates per year. They would train them how to be technical authors, and these people would go and work at IBM, ICL and Digital. And then after a few years, maybe 3 years, 5 years, people would move on. They'd want to progress their career for a variety of different reasons and move away from those large companies. The smaller software companies, the IT companies, would often recruit these former IBM, ICL, Digital people into their companies. Now today, that doesn't really happen. ICL as such doesn't exist. It's now Fujitsu, but I don't think it has a large graduate recruitment program for technical authors. Digital is no more, and IBM is in a place where there's less reason to leave IBM, and they're was before. IBM does, I understand, still take on graduates and train them to be what they call information developers. But there's less movement away from IBM than there was in previous years. So a common path in is that it's part of somebody's job. They are perhaps doing testing within a software company. And part of that role also involves doing the documentation. Or they are training people how to use the product, and they're also expected to write the user documentation. They're a developer, and their role is to write the documentation. They're a project manager. So it often starts as part of somebody's job, and they discover that's what they like doing. And what they want to do is do more of it. So over time within that company, they might lose some of the other responsibilities they have and dedicate all of their time to the technical writing. Or they might want to move on to another company where there's the opportunity to do that. So what this means is if you're looking for a job, it's important on your CV to document your experience of technical writing, even if you didn't have a job title of technical author. And we also find people who have done PhDs that have found that they preferred the writing up of their PhD over the researching part of the PhD. And particularly in the medical equipment world, you get this situation where PhD graduates are taken on as technical authors. The skills that you need to be a technical author, well, you need to be good at writing clear and unambiguous English. You need to be good at structuring that information so that it's findable as well. You also need to be able to manage your time. So if there's a release of a product at a certain date, you need to be able to make sure that you've completed your work by that deadline. Nobody wants their product to be held back because the documentation isn't ready. And lower skills, it's good to know the authoring tool that the company's using to create its content. And also, in some areas, there's the issue of domain knowledge as well, how you understand, how you know about the particular technology or product that's being used. So in the medical world, if you've got a chemistry or physics degree, or if you've got a PhD in those topics, and you're documenting mass spectrometers, it's going to be a lot easier because you have a fundamental understanding of what a mass spectrometer or what a microscope, a spectrum microscope does. Now, often companies that haven't recruited technical authors in the past think that this is a very important aspect, that somebody must know about their particular domain in great detail. In practice, you are going to be writing for an audience from beginners up to advanced. So if you start as a beginner, and if you are writing as a beginner would want to know about a particular product, it can help. And often, if you're documenting an accounting product, there's a beginning, a middle, and end. And if you're documenting an HR product, there's a beginning, a middle, and end. And what you are doing as a technical author is extracting that process, that beginning, middle, and end. And the difference between a widget and a Wongle or whatever becomes less important. So many people that are looking to recruit a technical author want somebody who's done that role before. But with no degree program or postgraduate degree program in the United Kingdom, and with very few apprenticeship programs in the UK, how do you break that? And it is this classic chicken and egg. You can't get the job because you don't have the experience, and often you feel you can't get the experience because you don't have the job. What we recommend to people is a sort of left foot, right foot forward. If you've got, you may be in a position where if you've got half of the job or domain experience, the company may consider you because you've got some of what they want rather than everything. The other way is to get that experience, that writing experience. Do it in your existing job if you can. Document a process or procedure, or volunteer to do that. You can also look at open source projects. They often welcome contributions for the user documentation. People like Mozilla, there's a README program that's looking for volunteers to update READMEs for open source products as well. Companies that develop suites like LibreOffice or OpenOffice welcome people that can write the instructions, the guides for using those products. You won't get paid, but you will be able to build up a portfolio, some examples to prove that you have done this type of work and people can look at it and judge its quality. Another way is the professional body for technical communicators in the UK, the ISTC, has accredited a number of training courses in technical writing. One of the courses is accredited is Cherryleaf's online induction course into technical writing, and that's one that you can consider. Now, on top of that, you probably need some skills and experience in a tool, an authoring tool. A tool like Madcap Flare, Adobe RoboHelp, Adobe FrameMaker, Oxygen XML, something like that. So you can acquire those skills by downloading the 30-day free trial versions of those or even purchasing them, do some self-teaching, or there are courses provided in how to use those particular products from the vendors, from people like us. However, those courses tend to be classroom courses and tend to be priced for people that are having those courses paid for by their employers. So I think that's it. I think in terms of the important information or key information on having a career, starting a career in technical authoring, then those are probably the key bits of information to explain how you can get into it, the market sectors you can use and what the job entails. If you've got any questions on this, and we do have quite a few people contact us for advice and tips on this, as we have a recruitment side to the business, you can contact us, info@cherryleaf.com. Thanks for listening.